Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim Amar by Avram Goldar and today Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin, the seventh parak, Arba Misos. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a braisa defines the prohibition of theft for a ben noach, stealing, robbery, or taking a married yafas tohar. Mechen kiyotz behen, and anything similar to these types of theft are forbidden for a kusi, whom this braisa considers a Gentile, to do against another kusi or against a Yisrael, and they're executed for doing so. But a Yisrael is permitted to do so against a kusi. The Gemara asks, what is similar to robbery? And Rav Papa says it means stealing something, pachas meshava pruta, less than a pruta's value. The Gemara asks why Kusi is prohibited from stealing less than a Shavar Pruta from a Yisrael, since a Yisrael forgives such a small loss. It answers, need the baso hachi machale, granted that he forgives this loss afterwards, sar b'shaita migleisle, but did he not have distress at the time of the robbery? Therefore, a Kusi is even liable for stealing something pachus m'shavar pruta. Even a Yisrael is prohibited from stealing this minimal amount from another Yisrael, but is not obligated to repay it, since the victim forgives the loss. A Kusi, however, is executed for any transgression. Point number two, Yaakov Bar Acha found written in the book of Agada of Rav's Yeshiva, Ben Noach Neharag Bedain Echad, a Ben Noach is executed by one judge, Ube Eid Echad, and based on one witness's testimony, Shulba Hasra, and even for a transgression without prior warning. The judge and witness must be men, but can be his relatives. Rosh Shmuel was quoted saying, Af alubarin, a Ben Noach is executed even for killing fetuses, although Yisrael is only executed for killing a baby after birth. Rav Yud explains the sources for the requirements of the judge and witness. Rav Shmuel's source is the pasuk Shofech Dama Adam Ba'adam Damo Yishafech, whoever spills man's blood, by man his blood shall be spilled. He interprets this as whoever spills the blood of a man who is Ba'adam, inside a man. Ezu Adam Shu Ba'adam, which is the man who is inside another man. This must mean Uber Shebeme Imo, a fetus inside his mother's womb. And point number three, a braisa darshan's ish ish, any man, written by Arayos, Rabos is a kusim shumuzharin al Arayos ki Yisrael, to include kusim, meaning Gentiles, that they are warned against Gili Arayos like Yisrael. Since there is already a source prohibiting Arayos to a ben Noach, this drasha refers to our Arayos, meaning adultery with a married Jewish woman. As that braisa concludes, if he had relations with Arayos of a Yisrael, nidon bedina Yisrael, he's judged according to a Yisrael's laws. Now, this cannot be requiring 23 judges, two witnesses, and Asra, since it's impossible that his adultery with a Jewish woman would be less severe than with a Kusi's. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan explains that it refers to adultery with a Jewish Nar Marasa. Since an adulterer with a married Ben Noach is only killed if her marriage was completed, his adultery with a Jewish Nar Marasa is judged according to Jewish law, and he's killed with Skila. Similarly, his adultery with a Jewish woman, Sheniknesu Chuppah Vola Nivola, who entered the chuppah but did not have relations with her husband, which is also not liable regarding wives of Bnei Noach, would incur a chenek like Yisrael, not the standard sai penalty of a Ben Noach. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a braisa defines the prohibition of theft for a Ben Noach, stealing, robbery, or taking a married yafas tohar. Mechen kiyotz behen, and anything similar to these types of theft are forbidden for a kusi, whom this braisa considers a Gentile, to do against another kusi or against a Yisrael, and they're executed for doing so. But a Yisrael is permitted to do so against a kusi. The Gemara asks, what is similar to robbery? And Rav Papa says it means stealing something, pachas meshava pruta, less than a pruta's value. The Gemara asks why kusi is prohibited from stealing less than a shavar pruta from a Yisrael, since a Yisrael forgives such a small loss. It answers, need the baso hachi machale, granted that he forgives this loss afterwards, sar b'shaita migleisle, but did he not have distress at the time of the robbery? Therefore, a kusi is even liable for stealing something pachas meshavar pruta. Even a Yisrael is prohibited from stealing this minimal amount from another Yisrael, but is not obligated to repay it, since the victim forgives the loss. A kusi, however, is executed for any transgression. Point number two, Rav Yaakov Bar Acha found written in the book of Agada of Rav's Yeshiva, Ben Noach Neharag Bedain Echad, a Ben Noach is executed by one judge, Ube Eid Echad, and based on one witness's testimony, Shulba Hasra, and even for a transgression without prior warning. The judge and witness must be men, but can be his relatives. Rosh Shmuel was quoted saying, Af alubarin, a Ben Noach is executed even for killing fetuses, although Yisrael is only executed for killing a baby after birth. Rav Yud explains the sources for the requirements of the judge and witness. Rav Shmuel's source is the pasuk Shofech Dama Adam Ba'adam Damo Yishafech, whoever spills man's blood, by man his blood shall be spilled. He interprets this as whoever spills the blood of a man who is Ba'adam, inside a man. Ezu Adam Shuba Adam, which is the man who is inside another man. This must mean Uber Shabame Imo, a fetus inside his mother's womb. And point number three, a Brisa Darshan's Ish Ish, any man written by Arayos, Rabos is a Kusim Shumusharin al Arayos ki Yisrael, to include Kusim, meaning Gentiles, that they are warned against Gilui Arayos like Yisrael. Since there is already a source prohibiting Arayos to a Ben Noach, this drasha refers to our Arayos, meaning adultery with a married Jewish woman. As that Brisa concludes, if he had relations with Arayos of a Yisrael, Nidon Bedina Yisrael, he's judged according to a Yisrael's laws. Now, this cannot be requiring 23 judges, two witnesses, and Asra, since it's impossible that his adultery with a Jewish woman would be less severe than with a Kusi's. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan explains that it refers to adultery with a Jewish Nar Marasa. Since an adulterer with a married Ben Noach is only killed if her marriage was completed, his adultery with a Jewish Nar Marasa is judged according to Jewish law, and he's killed with Skila. Similarly, his adultery with a Jewish woman, Sheniknas Chuppa Bula Nivula, who entered the chuppah but did not have relations with her husband, which is also not liable regarding wives of Bnei Noach, would incur a chenek like Yisrael, not the standard Sai penalty of a Ben Noach. All right, so now we get our siman daf nun zayin, and our standard siman is a nose, and we use a long nose on a puppet or a doll that has a long nose. Here goes. The Kusi, who stole a keychain doll with a long nose worth less than a pruta, and was sentenced to be executed by a single judge and witness with long noses, warned his friend the Kusi to stay away from the Jewish Nar Marasa if he doesn't want skila. So once again, slow motion. The Kusi who stole a keychain doll with a long nose. Doll with a long nose? That must be on Duff. Nun Zayin. Nose. The Kusi who stole a keychain doll with a long nose worth less than a pruta, which reminds us, a Braisa defines a prohibition of theft for a Ben Noach, stealing, robbery, or taking a married Yafes Toar. Beken Kiyotz Behen, and anything similar to these types of theft are forbidden for a Kusi, whom this Braisa considers a Gentile, to do against another Kusi or against a Yisrael, and they're executed for doing so. But a Yisrael is permitted to do so against a Kusi. The Gemara asks, what is similar to robbery? And Rav Papa says it means stealing something, Pachlis Meshev a pruta, less than a pruta's value. So the Kusi stole a keychain doll with a long nose worth less than a pruta and was sentenced to be executed by a single judge and witness with long noses, which reminds us, Rav Yaakov Bar Alcha found written in the book of Agada of Rav's Yeshiva, Ben Noach Nehrag B'Dayin Echad. A Ben Noach is executed by one judge, Be'ed Echad, and based on one witness's testimony, Shloba Hasra, and even for a transgression without prior warning. The judge and witness must be men, but can be his relatives. So the Kusi stole a keychain doll with a long nose worth less than a pruta and was sentenced to be executed by a single judge and witness with long noses, warned his friend the Kusi to stay away from the Jewish Nar Marasa if he doesn't want to get skila, which reminds us, a Ben Noach who has relations with the Jewish Nar Marasa is killed with skila. So once again, the Kusi stole a keychain doll with a long nose worth less than a pruta and was sentenced to be executed by a single judge and witness with long noses, warned his friend the Kusi to stay away from the Jewish Nar Marasa if he doesn't want skila. All right, so now it's time for Por Blabach Chazar, Daf Nun Gimel. So the Simran Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of his son with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, Elohen and Niskalin, these are the ones who are stoned listing 18 different cases. So the Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of his son with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila told the son of an almana and kohen gadol that he was only chayav for his mother since she's not considered his father's wife, which reminds us, the Brisa records a different version of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Imo Aisa, Imo Rui La'avi, if his mother was not fit for his father, her marriage to his father was ineffective, Eino Chayav El Mishuma Ein Bovad, and he's only liable for relations with a mother, not for a father's wife. Rabbi Yehuda is discussing where his mother is prohibited to his father with an ordinary love. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Kiva that Ein Kedushin Tovsin, B'Chayav Elavin, Kedushin does not take effect with those prohibited by a love. So the Nigerian prince who sat in his court in front of his son with a list of the 18 violations that are chayav skila told the son of an almana and kohen gadol that he was only chayav for his mother since she's not considered his father's wife. As another son from a kosher marriage was handed a paper with the words imcha hi to indicate that he was only chayav for his mother, but not for his father's wife. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Yehuda taught that one who has relations with his mother, who is also his father's wife, is only liable for Imo, but not for Eshes Aviv. Abai explains the source is the phrase Imchahi. She is your mother, teaching Mishum Imo Atamachayvo. You may make him liable for relations with his mother via Atamachayvo Mishum Eshes Av, but you may not make him liable for relations with his father's wife. Daf Nun Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Nun Dalet is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef in the Simmer. So here goes. The pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish. Pasta chef, noodle dish, that must mirror on Daf Nun Dalet. The pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was being killed for being a tekala. And a tekala, which reminds me, we learned that a behemoth with whom someone had relations is killed because of two reasons, tekala, stumbling, and kalam, disgrace. So the pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was killed for being a tekala and a kalon was busy preparing a par pasta dish as the last meal for a shochev and nishkav, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the azaros for a shochev and nishkav of mishkav zachar. So the pasta chef who couldn't make his meat and noodle dish when the cow he was going to use was killed for being a tekala and kalon was busy preparing a par pasta dish as the last meal for a shochev and nishkav when his assistant ran in and told him to cancel the order since the nishkav was under 9, which reminds the Gemara discusses the minimum age which is considered for Mishkav Zachar. Rav says he must be at least 9 years old because he holds called the Eitzeb Shochev Eitzeb Nishkav. Whoever is capable of being a Shochev, committing the act, is capable of being a Nishkav, submitting to the act. Since the relations of a male under the age of 9 are not legally relations, this age would not constitute Mishkav Zachar when he's a Nishkav either. Shmuel says one is even liable for Mishkav Zachar with a male who is 3 years old. He derives the minimum age from the phrase Mishkavei Isha, as one lies with a woman, and a woman is capable of halachically significant relations at age 3. Daf Nun Hei, so the Simmer Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. It was a slow and very strange day on the highway with the speed limit signs of 55. Speed limit signs of 55? That must more on Daf Nun Hei. It was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading his tekala cow, which reminds us, Rav Sheshes was asked, Ovid kochavim haba'al habahema, if an idolater had relations with an animal, is the animal stoned? Tekala v'kalam be'in, do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace to stone the animal? And here there's only tekala, since such relations are also prohibited to an idolater, but no disgrace, since such activity is common to idolaters, so the animal would not be killed. Or tekala afal pisha in kalam, stumbling is sufficient to kill it, even though there is no disgrace. So it was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading his tekala cow passed a shogeg Jew leading his kalon cow, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna asked about this case. Yisrael abal behema b'shogeg. If Yisrael mistakenly had relations with an animal, is the animal stoned? Tekala v'kalon be'in, do we require both the stumbling and the disgrace for it to be killed? And since here there is only disgrace of the act, but no tekala, since it was unintentional, the animal would not be killed. Or kalon afal pisha ein tekala, is disgrace sufficient to stone the animal, even though there is no stumbling? So it was a slow and very strange day on the highway with speed limit signs of 55 when a goy crossing over leading his tekala cow passed a shogeg Jew leading his kalon cow while a little girl sat and cried on the side of the road over the killing of her tekala, the kalon cow. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the case of a katana intentionally having relations with the behemah and it being a case of tekala, the kalon. Daf Nun Vav. So the Simmer Daf Nun Vav is a shusher in shul going, nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The shusher, shusher, that must be learned off. Nun vav, nu nu. The shusher was sent out of basin when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Magadif actually said, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Karcha says that the aiding for Magadif are examined using a substitute for Hashem's name. For example, if the Magadif said, Yaki Yosi es Yosi, may Yosi strike Yosi, Yosi being a substitute for Hashem's name to avoid expressing the curse themselves. Since they cannot execute based on such testimony, if they vote to convict, everyone is sent out of the room, and the most important witness is told to explicitly say what he heard, whereupon the judges stand up and tear their clothing. The other witnesses say, Afa nikamo, I also heard as he did, but do not repeat the blasphemy. So the shushu was sent out of basin when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadev actually said. Got his chance to go, nu nu, when he heard a Gentile about to curse with a kinui, which reminds us, a Braisa darshans the phrase ish ish, any man who curses, l'rabos es ha'ovde kochavim, to include idolaters, shemuzarin al birchas Hashem ki Yisrael, that they are warned and blessing, so to speak, Hashem's name, like Yisrael. Since there's another source prohibiting an idolater in birchas Hashem, Rav Yitzchak Nafik explains that this drasha is l'rabos es ha'kinuim, to include subordinate names of Hashem, such as Elohim, in the prohibition, and follows Rabbi Meir's opinion that Yisrael is liable for all kinuim. So the shushu was sent out of basin when the one aide was about to repeat explicitly what he heard a Megadev actually said. Got his chance to go, nu nu, when he heard a Gentile about to curse with a kinui, who was standing in front of a huge number 7 that had the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, listed on it, which reminds us that Brisa states, Sheva mitzvahs nistav b'nei Noach. The descendants of Noach were commanded in seven mitzvahs. Number one, dinim, a court system for enforcing laws. Number two, birchas Hashem, blessing Hashem's name. Number three, avodah zarah. Number four, gilui arayos. Number five, shfichus dami, murder. Number six, gezel. And seven, ever mina chai, eating a limb detached from a live animal. Tanaim adds several more prohibitions. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you discuss if a Bas Kohen who's married to a Levi Yisrael or apostle loses her kuna status regarding Sreifa? That's on Duff. Nanav. Good. Number two, which stuff do we discuss the Hazaros for a Shochev and Nishkav? That's on Duff. Nandal. Good. Number three, which stuff do you want a Ben Noach is executed with a single judge and single witness? That's on Duff. Nunzine. Good. Number four, which stuff about Rebuta's position that his son is only liable for Emo if his mother was prohibited to his father with a love? That's on Duff. Nun Gimel. Good. Number five, which stuff do you want in the case of a Magadev, if Beis Din votes to convict, everyone is sent out of the room and one witness says what he explicitly heard? That's on Duff. Nun Vav. Good. Number six, which stuff do you want a Ben Noach who has relations with a Jewish Namarasa is killed with Skila? That's on Duff. Nun Zayin. Good. Number seven, which of the one that the case of Tekal without Kalon is an Obed Kochavim who's Baal HaBehema? That's on Dav. Nun Hey. Good. Number eight, which of the one a Ben Noach is killed for stealing Pachos Meshava Pruta? That's on Dav. Nun Zayin. Good. Number nine, which of the one about the procedure for Herig, decapitation? That's on Dav. Nun Beis. Good. Number 10, which stuff do you want that Nachrim are also including the prohibition of blessing, so to speak, Hashem's name? That's on Daf. Nun Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.